you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However the fuck you're listening to us and enjoying us, we appreciate the hell out of it this lovely, faithless Friday. A little nipply here in California, but, you know, we're pussies. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and you were right at Vile Experience. We are indeed pussies.
Welcome. Join the pussies here every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, everybody, and then download us as a podcast. Thanks for doing so. If you do it at iTunes or Stitcher, hey, leave us a nice review, toss us some stars and thumbs and shit, and that helps us out. And if you have the temerity to give us a good review, that would be awesome balls.
That would be balls of awesomeness, temerity.
I almost said awesome sauce, but I vowed I would never use that term.
Oh, God. Who started that? What buckstick in California started using that term? They should be beaten. Figuratively.
We're going to be here spewing at the right for the next couple of hours. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Faithless Friday here at Crab Diving, where we whip out our atheism a wee bit little more than we usually have to, because right now we're turning into the Christo Loon States of America.
I worship Aquaman.
We've got a real scary theocrat, a grabber away from the presidency, coming in on the 20th, I should say.
Gross.
The one good thing is that it doesn't seem like Donald seems to give one fuck at all about really religion or whatever, just how he can use the sheeple to vote for him. So maybe there'll be some hope, but if Pence gets his Christo talons into anything going on, we may be a little fucked, so we have to remain vigilant.
Oh, yes.
La resistance.
And aware. Hey, congrats to Trump keeping that exec producer credit on Apprentice, right? I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Good thing.
What did he say about that?
I don't know. That he's going to be he's going to have a credit on the thing. It's still his show. He's going to run it. He's not removing himself from it.
Yeah, he said something. I think specific. He commented on it. Let me.
We don't know.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Like us.
You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page.
Share the tweets, and I guess you don't share a tweet. Who knows? I don't know.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
Oh, yes.
A wonderful community of liberalosity.
We've got shitloads of followers on our Facebook, by the way. We're huge. And we're huge in on the internet and all over the place.
It was Kellyanne.
Did she say
in
something?
In an interview said that, well, he's going to do it in his spare time.
He's the fucking president of the fucking United States. What spare time could he possibly fucking have? I mean, that's insane. I mean, doesn't Obama get up at like 3 a.m. and he works until, I don't know, the wee hours?
Well, why don't they fucking tell the truth and say that he's not going to do shit on it? Because he's probably got one of these executive producer credits where you don't do shit. You just have mailbox money. I know people that get that. I know executive producers that don't do shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And worked on a show early on and then skipped away happily.
And if he was, and if he didn't have anything to do, he still wouldn't be doing anything on The Apprentice. What the fuck? I mean, what does he have aptitude to do, really, the Donald? I mean, he claims he likes to make deals. To me, it seems his thing is to start shit, to be combative, to motivate people to act by bullying them.
Yes.
I mean, that seems like his thing, which I guess would have a role in producing a television show. That's probably how most exec producers are. Maybe.
Let's see if this will work here. And it's not loading. But Kellyanne Conway.
Why is Mr. Trump going to stay on as executive producer of The Apprentice?
Well, he's a very transparent guy. Everyone can see what he's doing. And the fact is that he is conferring with all types of experts to tell him what he is allowed to do and not to do as the president of the United States. And if this is one of the approved activities, then perhaps he'll consider staying on.
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying that it's not allowed. I'm just saying that every hour he devotes to Celebrity Apprentice is an hour that he's not devoting to fill in the blank job.
Oh, I'm waiting for her to bring up golf. What about Obama golfing?
Oh, my God.
What about Hillary eating young kid wangs in the back of a pizza place?
Eating
their wangs.
Yes. Isn't it well documented that Obama has spent less time on vacation than any other president ever?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's a fact. He's not a big golfer.
W fucking lived at that goddamn ranch of his. And they said, well, they made that into the White House. He did all of his work there. As if Obama, when he's on vacation or when he's away from the White House, isn't. Like he's putting his feet up saying, hey, somebody hold my phone. I'm not answering.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not. I turned my BlackBerry off.
Why is it going to be black?
Oh, yes. I tell you, this Trump, you're not going to be able to log his vacation hours because he's always going to be on vacation or working or at Trump Towers. Can you imagine he's the one guy that's elected and he doesn't want to live in the White House?
I just can't
fucking
wait.
Insane.
I can't wait to see if he tweets. They're saying that it might be even a Secret Service issue. That the Secret Service might say, get your little fucking orange fingers off of that device.
Oh, why?
And off of that 12-year-old.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's giving away his location or something like that. Or other.
Yeah, probably, I guess. Or, or he's just inciting threats.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I wonder if he turns on location services.
With his big fat fingers, I almost do that half the time I tweet from my phone anyway.
You're winning bigly. I'm at KFC.
Is he not into Instagram, Donald? I love Instagram.
Oh, there's probably an Instagram account, but I think it's probably not run by him. It's probably run by the campaign. Pictures of him.
Oh, yes. He likes to tweet.
I can't see him doing a selfie.
Or he devotes to Celebrity Apprentice is an hour that he's not devoting to fill in the blank. Jobs, national security, whatever.
Well, okay, but were we so concerned about the hours and hours and hours spent on the golf course?
Oh!
Bam!
There it is.
Everyone.
What a predictable sea hag this lying sack of shit is, this Kellyanne Conway. She's really turned into the Joseph Goebbels of
Nine.
The Trump administration with this propaganda and spin. She's just vile.
The current president? I mean, presidents have a right to do things in their spare time or their leisure time. I mean, nobody objects to that. And there's
been
a second. Lot of
Everybody
time
objected to that. I mean, I heard you object to Mr. Obama playing golf. Will Mr. Trump not be playing golf for the next 4 years?
Well, maybe he will be. Seems like.
But he's not black.
Are we sure?
There's a lot of time to do it based on recent precedent while you're president of the United States. But the point is the same, that these, whether it's President Obama or President Donald Trump, the idea that these men are going to be all work and nothing else all the time, it's just unrealistic because it's never happened in our lifetimes. But you know, I know Donald Trump very well, and I can tell you that work is his work and work is his hobby. His preferred time is with his family. But it's followed very closely behind his work.
No, I'm sure he loves hanging out with those kids he never met until they were in their 20s.
Who do you think? It's a mystery.
No, that I was just saying. Who do you think hates hanging out with Donald? Do you think the family hates hanging out with Donald more than Donald hates hanging out with his family? Does that make any sense?
It's a toss-up. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a toss-up. I think they don't want to hang around him. How can they like him?
I don't know.
And
he's a douche.
They didn't know him, according to Ivana, the mother of the top three favorite spawn.
Yes.
And then there's Tiffany, who they don't talk about. Marla's crotch production.
She's not going to get a cabinet position.
And then little Baron.
Baron von Trump.
But the three, Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka.
Yes.
Apparently, now they're saying that Ivanka won't be running the family business, that it's going to be the two with the penises.
Oh, perfect.
I think she's the smarter one. I think he's out of his mind. Of those three, I think she's got more brains than all three, her dad and the two idiot brothers put together.
Yeah, but in terms of conflict of interest, does it really even make a difference? It's a family-run business, and all their interests are intertwined.
Oh, yeah, it's all bullshit.
God.
I'm just saying, what they're saying is that it's just going to be the two boys running it, and that Ivanka is, I don't know what she's going to be involved in then. Maybe he's going to make her energy secretary.
Her jewelry line, that's what she's going to be involved in.
But she believes in global warming, which I hate to say believes in. It's like the same thing with evolution.
You don't have to
be crazy.
You don't have to believe in it. I don't have to believe in gravity.
It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not.
Matter a bit.
It exists like evolution. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Family, but it's followed very closely behind with work. He just, it's a mystery to all of us when he even sleeps, I'm sure.
She's not an idiot. Actually, I called her an idiot. I think she's a profoundly cartoon mustached evil genius.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that she really, they talk about her like, oh, she's the nice one. She was the normal one. I saw something today that before she was involved with the Trump campaign, and her job before that even was she worked for some like really heinous anti-choice group and anti-Muslim group.
Oh, that's nice.
And some group that like put out all kinds of horrible anti-Muslim memes and shit.
Jesus
like that.
Christ.
She's a propagandist. She's a shitbag. She's Joseph Goebbels, like I said, of Trump campaign.
They're like a weird cast of Sound of Music.
What did Keith Olbermann say? Batman villains. He's surrounding himself with Batman villains.
Yeah, totally, man. Like a Marvel.
It's a mystery to all of us when he even sleeps. I'm sure he's watching us right now. And he's just all high energy, high octane, high activity. And so, again, if the powers that be, if the lawyers and the protocol officers say that he can do that, then he probably is going to say, why not?
He is a multitasker. That is true. And we all know that.
Because he has the attention span of a hummingbird on meth.
He really does. It's like, I wonder if it is like a serious case of ADHD. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's...
And stupidity.
Yeah.
And being as deep as a bottle cap. I mean, he's never been challenged his whole fucking life.
And meanwhile, he surrounded himself with total, like, fucking evil sharks who are just going to, I mean, if they have an agenda they want to put forth, how hard is it going to be to manipulate Donald into something? I mean, they just have to interest him. They have to find something shiny.
Tell him he's great.
Oh, yeah.
And then tell him you want something.
Right.
There you go. And even they were talking about it last night, still with this whole Mittens Romney thing as a possibility of Secretary of State.
Yes.
And they're saying, well, if he ends up doing it, maybe, again, the bar is so low. They're like, well, maybe that means that, he's willing to let bygones be bygones and willing to let what, the horrible things people said in the past just go and do what's best for the country.
Right. Oh, my God. These people. Any moment, Donald Trump is going to act presidential.
Right.
Is that?
Just wait for it.
I'm waiting.
The protocol officers say that he can do that, then he probably is going to say, why not?
He is a multitasker. That is true, and we all know that. But will he be collecting a salary?
No, he said he's going to.
Doubtful. I think he's actually already said he will not keep the salary for President of the United States, which I believe is about $400,000.
Right. I mean for Celebrity Apprentice.
Of course he's going to take the salary for Celebrity Apprentice.
Why wouldn't he? That's the only reason you have that title, right?
Right.
I mean, he's not passionate.
President of the United States, which I believe is about $400,000.
Right. I mean for Celebrity Apprentice. Will he be making a profit off it somehow with royalties or a salary?
I haven't discussed that with him directly. However, there are many options. He could do what he's going to do with his White House salary with the Celebrity Apprentice, which is donate it to charity or decline to take it. Again, all of that will be decided.
Yeah, or that means he's not going to donate it to charity. Yo, I'm going to take that $400,000 and put it in the Trump Foundation.
But like, what if it runs after he's president? I mean, there is something to be gained for having his program exist, right? Other than the
Celebrity Apprentice
future money and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't know.
Mailbox money.
Oops. I don't think it's as relevant an issue, respectfully, as the amazing cabinet he's putting together.
Oh, my
God.
Are you kidding me?
Blah,
the amazing cabinet that the labor secretary has probably more compassion for fucking robots than human beings.
Yeah, right. So
whatever.
Yeah, he said go to crabdiving.com, iTunes and Stitcher to listen to yesterday's show. We had Kelly the Voice in, our announcer here on the Crab Diving Show sitting in, and we talked about that. The new labor secretary.
I forget his name. Dick Fuck McGee.
Pez Dick.
Yes.
Pez Fuck.
Puzder. Puzder.
Puz Fuck.
I like what Keith Ellison said on Maddow about Puzder. Puzner?
Something like that.
Pudface. He's like, how can you have a labor secretary that doesn't want to increase the minimum wage?
And wants to gleefully replace his employees with robots.
I mean, what is the point? To streamline Carl's Jr. so it makes so much profit, but yet there's no jobs. I thought that was the point of having businesses in our country so people could go to these businesses, have jobs, make money, they could buy food and things like that.
Right.
But, I mean, what do we get out of having Carl's Jr. totally streamlined without labor, without humans?
He gets richer. Cutting into his bottom line.
That's the American way. Sure.
Let's see what's going on this lovely Friday. I'm sure it might have something to do with Rudy the headline.
How sad.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, December 9th, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Over at that commie, kinko liberal...
It's fake.
...libtard rag, the Huffington Post.
Oh, yeah.
The headline is a photograph of outgoing lame duck Kenyan homosexual... Barack Hussein Obama.
Fuck you, boy.
And, this is what we've been, some of us have been axing for a while.
You guys are going to miss him. Everybody's going to miss Obama. Just you fucking wait.
Oh, I don't know about that. Did you see the, I'm going to get to the PPP poll that came out.
Oh, yeah. That's for stupid people.
Oh, God, Trump voters.
They're like, so dumb.
Like 97%. Hate Obama. Ugh. Of Trump voters. That's how deluded and fucked up those people are, and how propagandized and fucking I was gonna say brainwashed, but that assumes you have enough brainwashed.
There's no brain here. What are we gonna do?
So the headline says Obama will be receiving a report on Russia's 2016 election meddling before he leaves office.
Nicked.
He, President Obama, asked the U.S. Intelligence Committee to prepare a report on security breaches during the election before he leaves office. His Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, said today.
Yes.
She said, quote, the president has directed the intelligence community to conduct a full review of what happened during the 2016 election process. She probably said process.
I'll tell you what happened. We got fucked.
And Congress will be briefed on it. And Obama's team will determine how much they can share with the public once they see the results.
God, how fucked up. It's insane that there's not more of an outcry for this.
Because half of the political dickwadery out in Washington doesn't want it to come out.
I mean, just think how, like, upset and hurt. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the emotion is, but what Trump feels when people remind him that Hillary won the popular vote. If it comes out that Russia influenced this election in his favor, and maybe that's why he won, he's going to lose his mind. He's not going to be able to handle the information.
Well, and you would think that they would, you know, the party that's been squealing like the fat little sow piggies they are.
Oh, yes.
For years about voter fraud. You think that they would say, well, let's get down to this and let's get to the base of this and find out, make sure that our elections are pristine.
Too bad they're fucking hypocrites.
But no, they're like, well, all these different agencies and all these different offices in the U.S. intelligence community are like, yeah, it happened. Yeah, it's probably Russia. In fact, we're pretty sure it's Russia.
How do they know it's not busloads of libs and voting over and over and over?
Or a fat guy. Wait. About hacking into the...
No,
I'm talking
just,
about the hacking.
I was making a fucking comparison between the what they say voter fraud is and what actually is happening.
But the hacking... what did Trump say? It's when Hillary brought it up, he said, You don't know that. You don't know it's Russia. It could be some 400-pounder sitting in his mother's basement.
That's what he said. It could be a fat guy in the basement.
Yeah, that was at the...
I forgot. That's funny.
That was at the debates, I think.
What a fucking asshole. Some fat guy in the basement is ruining the election.
What is wrong with these people that they don't seem to give a fucking shit about the fact that there may be Uncle Nipple prints all over our goddamn election. They don't seem to care because their orange daddy won.
Right.
You fucking un-American dick rags.
Yes. They got a white guy back in the White House. That's all they fucking care about.
But the thought of a few brown people voting. Oh, voter fraud. Voter fraud.
God. It's amazing they're unaware of their own racism. I mean,
Russia that broke into the DNC. She's saying Russia, 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 but maybe it was. I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. It could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay? You don't know who broke in to DNC, but what did we learn with DNC?
So what does that have to do?
Who knows?
He hates fat people.
He does.
God, he hates fat people.
And China.
Maybe take a look in the mirror at the several chins you got swinging under there, Donnie.
Right. I love the way he says China.
China.
It could be China. Why doesn't he want to accept the intelligence of... Why doesn't he want to
Because it delegitimizes his win. He doesn't want...
He did win. He won per the Electoral College.
Everybody loves him. All those votes are lies.
Oh, yes.
I'm like Putin. 97% of the people voted for me. I know it.
Is he like Putin? Is Putin this fucking vain?
Yes.
Putin's had plastic surgery, correct?
Infinitely smarter.
You think Putin's smarter than the Trump? Has to be, right? Because he comes from the KGB and shit.
I think this is smarter than Trump, a golf ball.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was the head of the KGB, and Trump's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
But I think the narcissism is shared by the two of them. All that Uncle Nipples has to do is play to that, and he did. He gave Trump a little compliment, and next thing you know, it's Trump's licking his borscht hole. I don't know if borscht
Where does the borscht go?
I don't know if borscht is Russian.
No, yeah.
I was trying to think of a Russian.
Who knows? I think
Russian
it's German.
Food.
Borscht is German.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know what they eat in Russia. Tweet us at Crab Diving. What the fuck do they eat in Russia?
But you've got a couple of senators. You've got we haven't heard from him in a wee bit, but little Marco.
He's at a phone party.
Little Marco Rubio.
I can't come to the phone right now. I'm at a phone party.
During the election was saying he was reelected to the Senate, even though he didn't fucking want to do that. I'm not going to run again.
What else is he doing?
Then he got his ass kicked in the primary by Donald. And all of a sudden he's like, maybe I want my Senate seat back again.
You know, these fucking government types, of course they want to run again. Because what's the choice? Do they want to get a real job and work? Not that they'd have a, not that whatever job Marco would land would actually be working, probably.
Now we also have Lindsey Graham.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not only Democrats in the Senate who are asking for these investigations and are concerned about this Russian meddling, but a few of the sane Republicans, apparently there are a couple, and again, how scary is it? How scary is it that fucking Lindsey Graham? How scary is it?
Oh yeah.
That Marco Rubio are voices of reason.
But Lindsey Graham hates Trump, right? I mean, that's probably where this comes from.
There's not a lot of love going on there. I'm not going to be inviting Trump over to my Mint Julep Fest, my annual.
Do you think he would be sorry to see Trump get impeached?
No.
Fuck no.
No, gleeful. Gleeful. I think he loves him some Pence, though, too.
Oh, so, yes. Lindsey Graham likes Pence. Are they buddies?
Who the fuck knows what's going to go on? Because there's been so many reports that it's just like the Game of Thrones now. That there's...
Oh, yeah.
And even with the ones that Trump is picking. Right now, last night I heard that it's the battle is already on between Bannon and Reince Priebus.
Nein! Oh, yeah, they hate each other, right? They don't even get along.
To fight for control of what's going on, that Reince Priebus is like, hey, let's not put batshit lunatic crazy people in these spots. Let's put people that may not destroy the whole fucking planet and send us into a nuclear war. And Donald's like, but I like him. He's got big balls, and he looks great in a uniform, and he told me I'm awesome.
He's casting his cabinet like he's casting it.
Right,
like a fucking reality television show.
Here's Senator Dick Durbin.
Oh, yeah, little Dickie Durbin.
Illinois. And Lindsey Graham have unveiled a new bill.
Yes.
To stop Donald Trump from ending the protection for dreamers.
Oh, fuck.
So Lindsey fucking Graham is earning more slings and arrows from the right.
Oh, yes.
Because they're going to hate him for this, because they hate them some brown immigrants.
Didn't Obama warn Trump to not go after the dreamers?
I just don't know how that's a winning prospect. I don't know how, and how many realistically are there of these dreamers? I mean, it's not tens of millions of people.
It's symbolic.
It's, you know, not even a million, I think. And
it's got to be symbolic for him.
And why wouldn't the kind shining city on the hill thing to do be, hey, if some kid was brought over while it was still sucking its mommy's titty over the Rio Grande has known nothing but being an American their whole lives, go to college. We said, join the fucking military. It's interesting how they can join the military with no problem whatsoever.
Oh, absolutely.
You can go die for your country. And how shitbaggy is it? Why is there not a law that says if you're a non-citizen and you enlist in the military, when you're honorably discharged, you should get your fucking citizenship papers?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
That's it. No test.
You're going to die for this country, right? but yet you're not part of the country.
I don't understand that one at all.
That's so fucked up. I'll tell you why. Because we are not that example. We are not the shining city on the hill. I think that's a different time.
Evil fuckwads.
Yeah, we suck.
So as a little tweak to the Donald, I think, here's Dick Durbin, Lindsey Graham have putting forth this legislation to protect the undocumented immigrants. Did you see the other day? I didn't even play the clip. I'm not going to look for it now because I hate him so much. Rick Santorum, the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is the result of anal sex, the product of anal sex, if I remember correctly.
You got it memorized. Good job. That's the best.
He was on a show on the telly.
Yes.
And there was a dreamer next to him.
Right.
And this, she's a college, she's in an Ivy League college or something like that. And she said, I was brought here when I was three. And I'm an American.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm an American. I went to school. I've done this. This is right. how she gives back to the community. Yes. Like, she's a community activist. She helps out. And
bye-bye.
She said, what should happen to me? And he spun it like you've gotten these great, look at the great opportunity and education you've been given in this country. What a great opportunity for you to take that to another country.
That's insane.
To take it to another country.
I'm not from that country.
In other words, he said, you're going to have to get the fuck out. And then he said, well, when he was called out on it, Ana Navarro, she's awesome, that Republican contributor to CNN, and she's the one who gave zero.
She's taking zero shit.
She hates her some Trump. Yeah.
Trump, yeah, man.
And she jumped on Santorum. She said, this person is just as much as an American as you are. She has as much of a right to be here as you. And he said, well, yeah, unfortunately, you might have to leave and then reapply.
What?
Reapply.
That is such shit, man. That is such shit. Right. And if you think for 2 seconds, my God, what? Her experience, she's been in this country as long as I have, since I've been born. If somebody said, hey, Ryan, you're going to go back to Guatemala. Like, back? I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Most of these have never been to the country from which you are going to launch them back to, except when they were
right
months old or toddlers.
I mean, I talk about going to Guatemala just because it's cheap as fuck to live there, you know?
So here's a little bit of Dick Durbin on the floor of the Senate.
Hey, Dickie.
The DACA program by executive order, and despite the political controversy of that decision on the other side of the aisle, the fact is it was a lifeline for up to 800,000 who've now come forward. Go. Now, if that executive order, DACA, is eliminated, what happens to them? Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, said the other day there's no need to disrupt their lives.
Well, what?
Jeez.
Paul, wait, what?
Holy shit.
Hold on a second.
Whoa.
Did I just hear that? Paul Eddie Munster Ryan?
Did we wake up in Bizarro World?
He said there's no reason to disrupt their... I think there are... I don't want to say they have hearts. I think they know...
They're confusing.
Well, I think they know that there's just no way of not looking like a profoundly evil shit drizzle.
Oh my God.
If you're launching people out of the country that were brought here as infants.
Could you imagine?
For all intents and purposes, how does that, American.
How would that even work? They put you on a plane and you go to Guadalajara, wherever the fuck they're
Colombia.
Sending.
Horrible places, probably. I mean, if
with a suitcase?
Honduras, maybe you go there, get killed.
I don't even know. Honduras, what do you pack? What's it like there? Is it warm this time of year?
Pack your... First aid kits.
Oh shit. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan, I see this is why they're confusing, because they're coming out on the right side of this, but this fuckhead wants to privatize Medicare.
Yes.
So what kind of evil fuck is this guy?
Here is a little more Dick Durbin.
Javier Juan Martinez came at the age of 4 from Mexico with his parents, 4 years old. Went to elementary school in Texas, moved to Temecula, California.
Temecula, but that's okay.
He was an excellent student.
Well, give it. He's from Illinois. He doesn't know.
You know, one time I was watching an episode of Oprah, and she was, I don't know why, I was married at the time, and Oprah was reading from her teleprompter, and she's like, I want to say hello to my friends in Canada. Canada.
Fucking, Canada. Yeah, sometimes I get it.
California. He was an excellent student, involved in many activities. He didn't even know he was undocumented until he was applying for college, and he learned that he was ineligible for any federal financial assistance to go to school. As the president-elect...
Throw him in jail! Remember,
there are knuckle-dragging, evil swamp dwellers out there who at least are brave enough on... or falsely brave enough on social medias to say that somebody like him should be thrown in jail. You've seen those comments. Wait a minute. So this kid was brought, he didn't even know he was undocumented.
Right.
So they're like, the moment he found out, he should have walked down to the jail and flung himself in there.
The problem is, it's like the only way to reason with these people is to say, the only way to retort that is to say, imagine if you're that child. What do you do? You
can't do that.
Well, that's the only way.
That's not in their capability.
You have to appeal to their sense of empathy.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Donald Trump said recently in Time magazine, we're going to work out something that's going to make people happy and proud. Speaking of the Dreamers, President-elect Trump said they got broke.
Trump. I love that little slip of the tongue.
Drum. Here at a very young age. They've worked here. They've gone to school here. Some were good students. Some have wonderful jobs, and they're in a never-never land because they don't know what's going to happen to them. So this young man was accepted at Harvard University. He is now a sophomore, majoring in computer science, member of the Harvard Computer Society, and Harvard's marching band.
And on no federal loans, by the way, because he's not eligible.
Yeah, get out of here.
Thanks to DACA, he's supporting himself by working as a web developer. Every year, the United States of America...
Working, paying taxes.
Yes.
I might add.
He's a citizen. I mean...
Imports guest workers to do computer programming on H-1B visas. So does it make any sense to deport this young man who could fill one of those important jobs, who was educated and raised in the United States and wants to stay and be part of our future? So Senator Graham and I are proposing this legislation today, and we invite members to join us in supporting it. It's simple. It would provide protection from deportation and legal authority to continue working and studying to the people who are eligible for DACA. Will America be stronger if we deport him? I don't think so.
Right.
You know, but it's the law.
Right.
I mean, I love the argument Dick Durbin's making, but... You know, also, like, what if this kid wasn't in college? What if he just had some shitty fucking job? I mean, he shouldn't... That guy shouldn't right. be deported either. I mean...
Well, none of them, right?
Yeah. I mean, also, this is where fake news comes in, right? So Dick Durbin says this. Some media gulag in Russia shits out a few stories about a bunch of Mexican rapists that are dreamers.
Oh, yeah.
This total bullshit. So it doesn't matter. I mean, these examples they give, they just don't fucking matter because the right will just counter with, hey, what about this rapist from Guatemala?
Yeah, we just had one a couple days ago, illegal alien.
Yeah.
Who hit a couple of people with a car. And of course, on Fox, this is where I saw this headline. The illegal who killed two people was deported twice and let back. Obama flew in himself and went and got the guy and brought him back in. Come on, come with me. Yeah. I'll let you back in. That's what they think.
Yeah. He's importing terrorists. So dumb.
Speaking of dumb, over at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Let's see what's going on over there. It says...
I'm sure they have a different point of view about this dreamer situation.
It's not about the dreamer. It says, Scorsese roars with silence.
Okay.
Scorsese shows up with silence, a masterwork that will ambush the current awards race. Martin Scorsese... has ambushed the Oscar race with Silence, a masterwork movie about faith and ideas that rocks everything we've been dealing with. Andrew Garfield may win the Oscar for Best Actor, but this is the big idea movie Hollywood has lacked for some time. This is from Showbiz 411.
Okay. And Drudge is saying this is the big idea movie that Hollywood's need to put out or something for years.
It's something about... It says, Silence is a meditation on theology, but it's also a completely engrossing, absorbing movie in which big ideas are made accessible in dialogue and visuals to the point where I often found myself on the edge of my seat. This is Roger Friedman writing. It's actually his website. Roger Friedman's Showbiz 411 is the website. So this is the Pooh Bah writing over there.
Wow. I can't wait to see it.
It's pretty interesting since this faith-based movie and I'm neither Catholic nor Christian and don't have a tremendous interest in Jesus. But Silence doesn't require that. It It's a universal message that I think will be embraced by every intelligent moviegoer. There's some humor and there's Scorsese violence,
nah.
including one scene where a man literally loses his head.
Oh, God.
So I guess they're thrilled about a Jesus-y movie that
wonderful.
It might be doing well. That looks like Liam Neeson.
I am the last
in
one.
The picture.
Wait, is Liam Neeson the guy with the dragon? I am. What does he say? Or, no. I'm getting him mixed up with Sean Connery. Liam Neeson has that Sean Connery type voice where everything sounds like this.
He's Irish.
I'm taken.
It's set in Japan in the 1600s.
Oh, shit.
It's a savage in a world.
Oh, my God.
In Japan in the 1600s. It's a savage, brutal place where Christianity is being rebuked.
Oh, fuck. Is it about Shogun warriors and shit like that? I love that shit.
It's based on a 1966 novel by Shusaku Endo. Mm-hmm. About,
Konnichiwa.
About two Portuguese Jesuit priests. Played by Andrew Garfield and Adam Driver.
Fuck you.
Who are sent to Japan as missionaries.
Oh, yes.
They are following in the footsteps of their mentor, played by Liam Neeson. Sounds a little Star Wars-y.
Are they Jedis?
Scorsese and screenwriter Jay Cox.
Cox.
Spelled C-O-C-K-S.
Oh, my God.
It's
this
not
guy.
Even C-O-X.
Could you imagine
guy.
Growing up with that name?
Yeah, it's been
this fucking guy. Poor motherfucker.
It says they allow everyone to speak in English, but they're not English speakers. At one point, it's explained very elegantly that it's Japanese and Portuguese being spoken.
Oh, God.
And that the priests are being translated by one of the Japanese. So they do that willing suspension of disbelief thing somehow early in the movie so that you just think everybody's speaking whatever fucking language.
Do you want to see this? Are you excited to see this?
You know.
No, you don't give a fuck, do you? Spider-Man looks fucking cool. Right?
I mean, it might be. It is Scorsese. It might be a cool movie. It might be a really good movie, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? This superhero shit it's and all the Star Wars stuff, it's kind of ruining what I want to see because there's so many of these Marvel movies coming out. Like, I feel like I'm wasting my money if Spider-Man's not in it. Like, if Iron Man's not in it, right. I don't fucking care. Or Star Wars. I want to see Star Wars.
Yeah, I really... probably won't go to a movie unless it's action. Because why see it on the big screen? Why would anyone go to a rom-com?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, unless you're doing the date thing or whatever. But
yeah.
I mean, not like, you know, hey, let's go see
the latest Katherine Heigl movie.
Whatever.
Oh, yes.
She's still working.
Oh, yes. Sure. She's. Listen, put Katherine Heigl in goddamn Star Trek. I'll see it. Make her, I don't know. Captain Kirk's fucking thing.
So there you go. The headline over the Drudge, they're crowing about the new Jesus-y Martin Scorsese movie. Because, you know, Trump won, so it's back to white Jesus Christian land for everybody.
I thought Martin Scorsese was fucking cool. Is he not?
He's getting up there. He's Italian, so he's probably really Catholic.
Oh, so he's into this old Jesus bullshit?
Maybe, I guess.
What? Spider-Man does look cool, though. We saw the trailer yesterday.
New Spider-Man looks pretty effing cool.
Yes. And I saw the pictures of that X-Wing fighter that's on the corner of Hollywood and Vine, man.
We talked about that yesterday. Go to crabdaddy.com.
Anyway.
You can't see it yet, though. It hasn't been unveiled, right?
That is correct.
What else is going on here? It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Fuck you, Sky God.
Unravel... the mysteries of the universe.
Oh, yes.
Using reason instead of...
Is Yoda a god? Yes or no? He is a Jedi.
If you want him to be, you can...
Godlike powers?
He's kind of a magician.
I mean, he can see into the future. He can move shit with his hands. And he has insane, like... What would you say? Extra human abilities, I guess.
Or whatever he is.
Yeah. I mean, he died...
Whatever planet he's from, yeah.
He's a Dagobah.
He's not from Dagobah, I don't think. I could be wrong, but I thought I read that somewhere.
That's where he lives. He moved there. Who in the fuck would move to Dagobah? That's insane.
Well, but when the whole Clone Wars happened and when everybody killed all the Jedi, he had to go hide somewhere.
Dagobah
I don't think he ran home. Well, that's the point. I think they probably figured some Uber Jedi master wouldn't go hang out in some fucking swamp.
I want to live in Cuscarrant or whatever. That city in the...
Oh, you know, the big giant, yeah.
Live in Dagobah. What the fuck do you do there? Eat mushrooms? There's probably some... Man, could you imagine the shit you could eat in Dagobah that'll make you see shit? The hallucinogens naturally occurring.
There's some great natural drugs going on
in
Dagobah?
The fauna. Oh, yeah. Yoda's a stoner. You don't think so?
Probably. I'm surprised they didn't have... Wasn't he smoking a pipe at one point?
Oh, yeah, man. Who knows what's in that?
We know what's in that.
I mean, do you really need to get high, though, if you're a Jedi Knight? I mean, do you need to get high if you can go outside and pick up a tree?
You think you're high on the Force?
Well, yeah, you can just do... You can do so much cool shit, you can amuse yourself.
Grand Jedi Master Yoda is among the oldest and most powerful known Jedi Masters in the Star Wars universe. Star Wars creator George Lucas opted to have many details of the character's life history remain unknown. Yoda's race and homeworld have not yet been named in any media, canonical or otherwise.
Canonical! Name it!
And he is merely said to be of a species unknown in the Star Wars databank.
The nerds demand to know, where the fuck is Yoda from? Where is he from? I just assumed it was fucking Dagobah. Damn.
No, no, that's where he hangs.
Yeah.
That's where he's hiding.
What happens when George Lucas croaks and it's never revealed where Yoda's from? What an asshole.
He's got some kids and stuff, so he'd probably leave the legacy.
Do you think he knows, or is he... He just hasn't filled in the blanks himself.
I think
he knows.
I think he probably hasn't filled in the blanks.
He doesn't give a fuck.
It says he had a hand in training almost every Jedi in the galaxy, including Count Dooku,
right?
Who was identified in Attack of the Clones as Yoda's old Padawan learner.
God, well, good job, Yoda.
He also trained Mace Windu, which is
Mace.
That's,
who's Mace?
Isn't Mace Windu?
Mace Windu, is he the African-American Jedi that caused so much controversy?
Mace Windu is in the latest movie? Samuel Jackson.
Oh, okay.
He is the African-American Jedi.
Oh, the other guy's not a Jedi, right?
The African Coruscantian Jedi or whatever. I guess not an American.
God, Yoda, I mean, he sucks.
What do you mean he sucks?
Well... He had a hand in training every Jedi. Darth Vader, the guy that...
Well, yeah, he's a really good teacher, apparently not a great judge of character.
He created the bad guys.
He Obi-Wan.
Yes. That's one.
And
that's one good one.
And Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Also Liam Neeson.
Oh, yes.
He also...
Liam Neeson. I always think of Nell.
And, you know, Luke Skywalker, don't forget.
Qui-Gon Jinn. Chicopee.
So there you
go. Tag in the wind.
I've got a story here before we get really into...
Why didn't Nell take place in Dagobah? You ever wonder? We should do a crossover. The movie Nell.
Oh, the movie Nell. Yeah, yeah. With
irritating
Jodie Foster.
Character where she speaks weird. Ugh, what a horrible movie.
Tag in the wind.
And then Liam Neeson just comes on screen and says, Nell says she's hungry.
Oh, yes.
How do you know? Yeah, she sounds like Lori from the Jim Baker Show.
Yes.
Chicken Pay Pay.
Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, yes.
Sad face today. Not that one would be able to tell. I don't know that. Is there a photograph out there of Rudy Giuliani looking happy?
No, not at all.
He has withdrawn his name from consideration, allegedly.
His face looks like a fucking pumpkin. Do you ever notice that? It's perfectly round. Looks like a Peanuts character.
For the upcoming Trump administration, the New York City... Oh, he announced it. At one point, he was considered to be favored for Secretary of State.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
And it was just hours after CNN reported that he was no longer a serious contender. So they heard from somewhere higher up that Trump was probably like, I don't think I'm going to pick Rudy.
Right. He must be relieved. Do you think Rudy's relieved?
And that he then is probably trying to save face and saying, I withdrew my name from consideration.
Oh, shit. Is there going to be any people that aren't white dudes, rich white guys in that category?
Ben Carson.
Oh, yes.
And there's a couple of possessors of the Vagines.
Pianist Ben Carson.
According to the Trump campaign, Giuliani notified the president-elect that he wanted to remain in the private sector during a meeting a week ago.
Bullshit.
Right.
Bullshit.
I joined the campaign because I love my country and because, having known Donald Trump as a friend for 28 years and observing what he has been able to accomplish, I have no doubt he would be a great president.
That's hilarious.
He said, funny, in a statement.
Yes.
This is not about me. It's about what's best for the country and the new administration. Oh, you liar.
What?
So about
what
you.
What about your fucking... He's a bullshit artist.
Before I joined the campaign, I was very involved and fulfilled by my work with my law firm and consulting firm. And I will continue that work with even more enthusiasm.
Do you think he actually works at that law firm? No. Does he go into that law firm?
Oh,
like,
she gets away from the family, right. I'm sure.
Didn't he marry his cousin or something like that?
Yeah, cheated on somebody and then married. Yeah, yeah. Of course.
Was he the mayor of New York?
He's
or
a family values Republican. Of course he cheated on a spouse and dumped her.
He values his family.
So there you go. Bye-bye, Rudy.
Bye-bye.
That a few of us are breathing a little better that he's not going to be Secretary of State. Because even as last night, I heard a couple of pundits saying that they still thought that it was like between Rudy and Mittens Romney, and that Rudy is being championed by Bannon.
Okay.
And that Reince Priebus wants...
Shittens?
Wants Mitt Romney, who's, you know, at least he's a vile villain.
Right.
But he's an adult.
I mean...
Bannon is a vile villain who hasn't progressed past adolescence.
Right.
And all those Breitbartians.
Right. I mean, I guess I want Mitt Romney, too. I don't know. What difference does it make? Everybody on this cabinet
is so fucking
horrible.
I mean, they're all going to be horrible, but... You know, are you gonna take the 12-inch dildo with spikes or without spikes?
I guess. Well, I mean, seriously, maybe with spikes. That'll fucking kill me. That'll end it. Then I'll get to I can go to the afterlife.
I've got a story here. This is out of, I believe this is Australia.
Good day,
our friends down under.
Fuck you. I don't know.
Not the brightest bulb in the where's a bunch of bulbs in the Christmas lamp in the Christmas tree lights on the Christmas tree. Yes. It's sparkle season.
Oh, that's right. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Do all your holiday shopping there. We get a cut. We get paid, baby.
Right.
We get a little piece of whatever you fucking purchase. By the way, I need...
Hey, everyone. Yeah. This
Perfect.
What were you going
to say? I just say I need to go on there and buy some fucking gifts. I'll be sure to use our link and pay us.
I'm thinking there's going to be a Christmas Eve Walmart trip.
Oh, absolutely. God damn it. I know it.
Over in Australia.
Good day.
We've got a gentleman by the name of Luke Moore.
Who the fuck is this?
29 years old.
Douche.
Who has now got himself in a little bit of trubs because he was a debt-ridden student.
Oh, yes.
Who suddenly found himself quite wealthy because of a bank error.
Oh, shit. Good for him, man.
Blew $1.3 million on sports cars, speedboats, strippers, and cocaine.
God damn.
After a bank error gave him an unlimited overdraft.
Yes. Are we sure? Now, are we sure this guy is not from Florida?
He did this for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Nobody noticed.
They say he lived, this is the New York Post, he lived the high life for 2 years before he was caught by cops and jailed on fraud charges, treated himself to luxury holidays, bought an Aston Martin, a Maserati, and a boat.
Right. A boat. Jeez.
And he was slapped with a 4-year jail term last year after... The bank finally discovered the error. How shitty are banks that $1.3 million could go bye-bye and they're just like, well, oh, hey,
I tell you what, man, my job, I use spreadsheets a lot. I fuck up shit all the fucking time. And I, you know, you hide a cell, you wrong keystroke. I get it. I mean, that's $1 million though. What a fuck up. Oh shit.
But he got out on appeal last week.
Yes.
On the grounds that his actions were not deceptive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They gave him the money.
He looked at his bank statement, and it said millions of dollars.
Why is he in jail?
He is now broke, living with his mother in Goulburn, New South Wales.
Hello.
And he's studying to become a criminal lawyer.
Okay. Yeah, whatever, dude. Listen, man. You know what? What I don't understand is the guy bought a boat. And he lives in Australia. There's this movie. I don't even know what it's called. These assholes.
I Spit on Your Grave?
Yes. They take a boat and they're, I don't know, tooling around the Australian coast. And they run over a reef. It rips a hole in the boat. And they're out in the middle of nowhere. No, they can't get anybody on the radio. And the boat slowly starts to sink.
Ooh.
And they determine the only course of action they have. They can't stay with the boat because it's just going to sink. So they have to swim in the ocean around Australia to an island that's 8 miles off. And the whole movie is just
down under sharks.
Dude, it's just about them slowly getting picked off.
I remember that.
One by one, right, by fucking sharks.
I never saw it. I do remember that, though.
I saw it. God, I hate all those fucking movies. These movies about people getting attacked by sharks is one of my fears. And I can't help but watch it. And the whole time I'm watching it, I hate it. I just can't take my eyes off of it because it's so fucking horrific. I don't know why anybody would fuck with the water on any level in Australia. You're out of your fucking mind. That place is not for humans. Anyway. Talk about Faithless Fridays. Things in the ocean that can rip your fucking asshole out.
Mr. Moore, now that he's free, he told the Daily Telegraph.
Hello.
That he doesn't miss his lavish multimillionaire lifestyle. Besides the cocaine, the strippers, and the fast cars.
And all the shit! What an idiot. Hey, this guy's studying to be a lawyer? Do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Do something else. You're not that bright. I don't miss anything about being rich except the coke, the cars,
and the strippers.
All the pussy.
He said he's still readjusting to real life, but would no longer really want to drive around in flashy cars.
Bullshit, you fucking liar.
He opened a complete freedom account with St. George Bank in March of 2010, and a computer error meant that he was allowed to overdraw the account, and he ended up spending over $2.1 million Australian, which is $1.5 million US. Instead of telling the bank, he just kept making increasingly larger withdrawals.
Why didn't he just take some of this money and put it somewhere else? And
transferred the funds into multiple accounts.
And disappeared to the middle of nowhere.
You know.
Is he stupid?
Yes.
What an idiot.
Well, he spent it all on cocaine and strippers. Of course he's stupid.
What a dumbass.
He also bought a framed Michael Jordan shirt.
Oh, what an idiot. Did he buy a Tebow football helmet?
And he did use the cash to pay mortgage, insurance, and other bills. So there you go. He did pay off some bills, too.
Yeah, yeah. And this isn't one of Trump's kids?
No.
Okay.
They're off killing animals.
Right. I'm surprised this guy's not from, like, this sounds like a Jacksonville, Florida kind of move, or a Orlando.
Yeah, I'm thinking he's probably, yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Whatever the equivalent in New South Wales is. Whatever the equivalent neighborhood of New South Wales.
Right.
What else is going on? I've got, let's get a little into our Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
That's right.
Lovely Friday, or listening to us as a podcast. Don't forget all the other great entertainment here on the network. Hollywood Hick, we got the Daily Upper Decker.
Oh, yes.
Trivia with Buds, all kinds of fun stuff. Listen to streaming 24/7 for your ear holes.
Liberal media, baby.
I have a... Ohio.
Yes, I've
fucking
heard of
Ohio. Eyes are peeled. Keeping an eye on John Kasich in Ohio, who has been delivered a horrific piece of shit piece of legislation.
Yummy.
Called the so-called Heartbeat Bill.
See, now this is some abortion shit, right?
Exactly. meaning that once you can detect a fetal heartbeat, put up boards and clamp them to the bottom of that vagina because nothing is coming out of there, ladies.
But what happens if that when that fetal heartbeat turns into a child and that child needs public aid?
Fuck you.
And Medicare.
You should have kept your legs closed, you whore.
What about a free school lunch?
Or your mother should have kept your legs closed, you whore. That's, again, yes. No empathy. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
About the child that didn't ask to be born, that is now born into poverty and ill health. And no health insurance.
They care about a clump of poor fucking education. Cells, though.
Right. Then you say, well, how do we help that kid? He ain't our kid. Fuck him. His mother shouldn't have had kids. Well, you're hurting the child. That ain't our problem.
She shouldn't have had kids. What if she wanted an abortion?
It's punishing the child.
It really is. It doesn't
the
make
live
any
child.
Fucking...
It's like they do, those heartless fucks do in some of those public schools. We've covered a few different instances
yes.
of a little kid whose lunch fund runs out and the evil cunt
I hate that.
Lunch lady fucking is like, you're not getting anything. Go sit over there in the corner. And they shame the child and send him away without food. Or they right. You know, toss him an apple and a half a cheese sandwich. After humiliating the kid.
Why don't they just fucking...
They're heartless.
Why you're telling me there's no money to be found just to
no.
have the yes. kid make the lunch free, you know?
Well, Exxon needs those billions in tax breaks, right? Ryan, and corporate welfare. How are we going to pay for Trump to pretend to save all those jobs in Indiana without... taking money away from schools and lunches and kids so that we can give them to the yeah. job creators.
You know what really sucks? I remember when I was in elementary school that we had this, there was a reduced lunch program. Like if you were poor, you paid less for lunch, you know?
Bless them.
Yeah. But you know what really sucked about that is like all the kids that had that program, the lunch people would be like, they'd be in the line and they'd always say, oh, reduced.
Right. Shaming.
Why are you shaming these people? Yeah. Because their parents are poor and what? What the fuck is wrong? I just don't understand. It's such a double standard. There's no problem throwing Ford a bone, throwing Carrier a fucking bone, but you're going to shame some kid because he has reduced fucking lunch.
The taxpayers got boned.
Oh, we all got boned,
yeah.
right?
So both houses of the fucking Ohio or I should say moolahs, in the legislature, passed one of these fucking heartbeat bills.
Yes.
That would end up banning abortion as early as 6 weeks before many women even know that they are fucking pregnant.
Well,
Ohio religious right activist Christo Twunt Janet Porter.
Right activist? What are you? That's some bullshit, too. A religious rights activist.
Religious right.
Oh, okay.
She's from the religious right.
Oh, a religious right. Oh, I misunderstood.
Again, in typical Republican fashion,
yes.
they did one of these sneaking it into another law. They don't even have the balls
yes.
to send it in by itself to committee to be debated, to then go to the floor to be debated, to have amendments. No, these fucking evil twunts slip it into like a something that has to pass. They insert it into an unrelated measure involving child abuse and neglect laws.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to, they put it into a law that how could anyone not sign that law? You're helping children with child abuse and neglect.
Yeah.
And they slipped this bullshit in, this fetal heartbeat law.
And by the way, how else are they going to fucking do it? Because if you actually had to debate this law, how could you argue for it? You're telling me...
Well, it's unconstitutional.
I can only get an abortion before I know I'm pregnant?
Right. Even...
That's insane.
Mary fucking Fallon in Oklahoma,
oh,
the governor of Oklahoma, who
horrendous.
Hasn't seen a right that she wants to rip up and trample.
Oh, absolutely.
In the name of Jesus.
Fuck you.
Or money.
Eat my dick.
She vetoed a similar bill because
oh, wow.
even she knew when her moron... legislature sent her one of these horrible bills that was kind of the same thing, a heartbeat. Even she was like, look, I hate it. I hate abortion, too. I want to get rid of it. I want to make it illegal. But this is blatantly, with what we got going right now, unconstitutional, and it's just going to save cost to taxpayers of Oklahoma hundreds of thousands of dollars to try to defend a useless bill that's going to immediately die once it gets to a sane court.
My God. Fetal heartbeat.
Cleveland.com reports that the Ohio Right to Life and leading Republicans in the state, including John Kasich, governor, and the Senate president, Keith Faber, have resisted the bill in the past because it's unlikely to survive court changes. But now this guy, Faber, decided to resurrect the bill because of Donald Trump.
Now,
and they
not?
Think, well, you know, he's going to nominate a good judge for the SCOTUS.
Oh, yeah, it has a chance, right? They think this bill has a chance in fucking hell.
Yeah, shitbag. Quote, he told reporters, this Faber guy.
Faber.
Well, you know, Trump's changed the dynamic, and there was a consensus in our caucus to move forward.
Trump has changed the dynamic. I tell you what, that's the biggest understatement of the fucking year.
Oh, yeah. So they think with one Supreme Court justice.
Yes.
That they're just going to be able to absolutely destroy everything that the United States stands for in the next couple of years.
Are they right?
No. Christo Twunt, Janet Porter, who's one of these activists that helped, of course, write the bill.
God.
Thrilled on her website. Just in, the Ohio Senate has just passed the heartbeat bill. Praise the name of Jesus. The House must now concur with the Senate passed version, which they did. Please pray. And they did.
You know, this lobbyist, right? This person's a lobbyist, right? That helped write this bill.
Janet Porter, some sort.
And that's so disturbing. Our legislators don't even write the bills, probably. It's all lobbyists, right? Like the NRA probably writes all this gun legislation.
Yeah, some of them are just rubber stamped. I mean, they send them the bill. Here you go.
There should be a law against that because Jesus Christ, when you elect these people, I'm electing this guy, Mr. Legislator, because I think he's going to write legislation. But the truth is, it's going to be these fucking lobbyists doing it. That sucks.
Porter runs a group called Faith to Action with the number two.
Great. Oh, how stupid. Fuck off.
She used to host a radio show.
Oh, okay.
Conservative radio show.
Great.
She was big on birtherism.
meaning also, Obama was born in Kenya? Birtherism?
Yes.
Oh,
also
God.
On her radio show, she talked about a chain email-based allegation that President Obama was a Russian communist plant.
Which is he? Was he born in Kenya or is he a Russian communist plant? Can you be both?
Also, the claim that the Obama administration was preparing to round up conservatives and put them in internment camps.
Hey, you know, what was that rumor about Obama that he was a hooker?
He used to give hand jobs for crack or something like that.
And that's how he was able to pay for his textbooks in college. Yeah, I love that one.
Gay hooker and his marijuana.
That's the best.
Porter's also blamed Noah's flood on gay marriage.
What?
The flood. Flood.
Okay, yeah.
That was because of gay marriage. Wait,
what? The flood way back when.
Hold on.
Well, you know, if God can travel in time and what's Faithless Friday? This question is germane. How does God see time? Or how does God deal with time? Linear? Is it linear? Or can he go back and forth into time?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
So, for instance, he goes forward in time.
He's like Doctor Who.
Which one? Which Doctor Who?
Which is your favorite? I'm a Pertwee fan.
Which one is that?
The third.
Is that the guy?
Second.
Is that the guy with the dark curly hair and the scars?
No, that's Baker. Tom Baker. Actually, Tom Baker is probably my favorite. He's most people's favorite because he was kind of the longest one. And
it all depends on
who you, when you were first started watching,
yes,
who the doctor was. Because most often people identify with the Doctor Who that was when they were. But I did like John Pertwee, who was before Tom Baker.
Was he the blonde dandy?
Gray-haired dandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if God goes forward in time and he sees gay marriage, can he then go back in time to start the flood and fuck with Noah?
He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
He's God.
How do
fuck
we know
off.
He hasn't?
That's right. That's a good fucking point, man.
This is crazy. Okay, so apparently this is a quote.
Yes.
There was only one time in history, according to these writings, where men were given in marriage to man and women given in marriage to women. Oh, want to guess as to when? No, it wasn't Sodom and Gomorrah, although that was my guess. Homosexuality was rampant there, of course.
Boo.
But according to the Talmud, not homosexual marriage. What about ancient Greece, Rome? No. Babylon? No, again. The one time in history when homosexual marriage, these are all in quotes,
oh,
by
yes,
the way,
yes.
marriage, was practiced was during the days of Noah.
Right. So there's all this gay marriage right before any kind of natural disaster or the end of some fucking civilization. Gay sex.
I thought, did they not have gay marriage in Rome? I guess they just had gay fucking and nobody cared about it.
We will only have gay fucking in the Empire of Rome.
Gay fucking.
She says, but according to Satinover, this is a guy who's a alleged scientist,
oh, yes.
writer, author, philosopher, way into Jesus okay. and religious issues. That's what the Babylonian Talmud attributes as the final straw that led to the flood. So apparently there's a Babylonian Talmud that blames gay marriage as leading to the flood.
Oh, right. I love
Holy
that.
Holy shit.
Man, everything's fucking nuts. Gay marriage caused the flood. Jeez. I mean, man, where's our flood then? Shouldn't there be a fucking flood?
That's the big one. The writings indicated that it wasn't even so much the straw that broke the camel's back, but that the sin in and of itself is so contrary to what God created, to why God created the world, so contrary to the order of God's nature, that God said, then and there, I have to start over to annihilate the world and start from the beginning. Pull those cocks out of those assholes, and I'm going to fry the lot of them, or I'm going to flood the lot of them.
I never thought about it like that. So gay sex fucks up the natural order of what God intended so much that you just have to get rid of everything.
He had to shake the big...
Yeah.
Etch a sketch of the planet.
There's too much butt fucking. We got to start from scratch, guys. Sorry.
What's wrong with these people?
It's just mental.
So this is the person,
mental illness,
who helped write the fetal heartbeat bullshit that's going on
that
in Ohio right now.
Be illegal.
Why are these people in our starfish? Why are they in our pussies?
Because
Why
they got
are
money.
These people? Why? Get the fuck out of our orifices, you Christo fucks.
They bought their way into our starfish, right? Because whoever this fuckstick is gives money to this person's campaign. Whoever, you know, whatever lobbyist this is, then they get to write laws. So what do you do if you're a fucking legislator? You just figuring out how to get paid the whole time?
Yeah.
To perpetuate your fucking career?
And make sure you get to stay there so you can keep getting paid more. Yeah. So you gerrymand the fuck out of it, and you keep telling your moron knuckle draggers exactly what they want to hear. Hillary strangled Vince Foster with her clit, and
I'd like to see a vine of that, surely.
So there you go. That's a little bit of what's going on in Ohio. So now we're just keeping our eyes on Kasich to see.
Oh, he's not going to be for this.
If he's going to sign this bullshit or if he's not going to sign this bullshit.
I mean, supposedly, I learned during the primary that he was a reasonable one.
Cliff Schechter, who's a author, anti-gun activist and liberal activist and writer and shit like that, is always on the Majority Report on Fridays. And he lives in Ohio.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Like, during the primaries, he was like, don't you fucking let anybody convince you that John goddamn Kasich is a sane Republican.
He's not right.
Ball just like the rest of them.
Is it mainly because of this abortion shit?
And others.
Yeah.
He's a crazy Republican.
You know, Ohio just passed a bill that would allow guns on campuses. I put that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Another one of those crazy fucking bills where you can just, there's no such thing as a no gun zone or something, or a gun free zone. So now if you're 21 years old,
oops, nobody can know.
I was just saying, you're 21 years old and you've got a concealed carry permit, you can bring that into fucking class on campus. Insane.
America.
And that's Ohio, man.
Back to the abortion thing. For the second time this week, they've passed a bill, a second bill. Now they've got that fetal heartbeat one, and now they passed another one today, which would now ban the procedure after 20 weeks.
20 weeks. So what is that? Is that
5 months?
5 months.
The current law generally bans abortions after the fetus has begun its 20th week of gestation, unless a doctor determines that the fetus isn't viable outside the womb. Exceptions are made if the pregnancy puts the woman at health risk. But the latest measure, Senate Bill 127, would eliminate the viability test and simply ban abortions. So if your fetus is going to absolutely die,
you still have to carry it?
Carry that.
Why? What is the fucking point?
Because they're evil.
That's torturous. I mean, and I don't even understand. So you're telling me somebody finds out, oh, your baby's dead. Or is going to be, I don't know, it's going to be something horrendous that's going on. You have to carry it to term no matter what.
Yeah.
Who gets anything out of that?
They're cruel. They're hideous, heinous people.
I don't even understand who that fucking benefits.
So now Kasich has two bills on his desk. The heartbeat bill, which is going to try to ban abortions around 6-ish weeks. And this other bullshit, which is 20. So maybe they're trying to stealth it in and say, this horrible one at 6 weeks, obviously he's gonna veto that, and then he'll just quietly sign this horrible 20-week one.
Oh,
with
okay.
No exceptions.
Oh, I see. So it's the shiny thing. It's a distraction, right? Maybe
a Democrat. Yeah, a Democrat, it's like asking your parents to buy you a motorcycle when you really just want a car.
That would work.
The Democratic Representative Teresa Fedor of Ohio,
yes,
said it's not about the babies, this is an attack on women.
Yes.
She proposed an amendment to this 20-week bill that would have made an exception for victims of race and rape and incest, but the amendment failed to the Republicans.
God, so
you're raped. If you're incested, keep that baby, you whore. You shouldn't have looked so good to your brother.
Well, if you're a woman, do you want to live in? Yeah, now you got to carry your brother's baby. Why the fuck would you want to live in Ohio if you're female? They hate you.
They're trying this all over the nation. All over the nation, they're doing these trap laws.
God damn it.
Chipping away. And they think they're going to be able to do the same thing with gay marriage. They really do. They think they're getting ready all these laws where you can't make us participate in your fag marriage.
But people are, what are they going to do to people that are married, that actually have a certificate?
Well, they're going to keep, it's going to take a lot, but they're going to make it as difficult as possible, like with abortion. Abortion's legal. It's a constitutional right as determined by Roe versus Wade, 73. It's a fucking right. It's a right. It's been determined to be that. And how many, every fucking week we hear about one of these new laws where the bastard Republicans are trying to somehow circumvent
hypocrites
and take it away.
They are such hypocrites. They always say, hey, I'm a strict constitutionalist. You know how many times I've heard a GOP person say that? But they don't give a fuck about the abortion amendment, whatever the fuck that is. They don't give a shit about the First Amendment. The only amendment they care about. And what about the fucking guns?
Yeah.
It's the only one they give a fuck about. It's gross.
Yeah, so keep your ears peeled to whatever device. Keep your ear pressed to whatever device you use to listen to Crab Diving. We'll keep you updated.
Oh, yes.
Obviously. The good part is that it is still kind of a purpley state, even though goddamn Donald J.
You talking about Ohio?
Yeah. Wait, did Donald Trump win Ohio?
I believe he did, Pat. I think he won Ohio, yeah. I don't know off the top of my head.
I think he probably did, too, because it was just a shit fest, wasn't it? So,
oh, yes. Scat party.
I've got a story here, speaking of the Lord. Somebody's quite thrilled about the fact that Donald J. Trump won.
Oh, God.
And speaking on Virginia talk radio host Rob Schilling's show yesterday, we have...
Rob Schilling's. Who is this douche?
Hey, some conservative, I'm sure.
I don't think we've had him on the show before or played a clip.
Well, this isn't him. It's just his guest. The representative from Texas.
Oh, God damn it.
Louis Gohmert.
Is Louis happy?
Oops, sorry. What?
He's got to be happy over Trump, right?
Louis, yeah, that's what this is all about.
We came to election night as the brink for this country, and it could have gone either way, and I knew that Trump had a better chance of being said, but we can never, ever allow this country to come that close to immediately losing four of the first 10 rights, first 10 amendments that the...
See, they think this is their spin on what you just said about them hating all the amendments. They think 1, 2, 3, and 4 is what they're going to be losing.
God.
Because one is that religious thing. Religious freedom means I don't have to acknowledge the existence of faggots.
I ain't got to make no gay wedding cake. Fuck you, boy.
We know the second that they're, they can't embrace that one anymore.
Oh, they love that one.
They love them, that Second Amendment.
Is that my favorite, motherfucker? Fuck you.
I don't know what he gives a shit about the third, because that's quartering of soldiers, isn't it? Doesn't have to do with...
I know not.
Something with the quartering. Okay, now I gotta look it up. But, the fourth is, unreasonable searches and seizures, I think. So
the quartering of soldiers.
I don't know. How do they think they're going to lose that?
I like to jack them off when I quarter them.
Oh, they're going to kick in the doors and grab Christians, I'm sure.
Yes.
So that's the unreasonable searches and seizures.
Oh, there's a war on Christianity, is there?
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Well, but Trump pulled them back from the brink. Right? From the brink
off.
Of devastation.
Oh, yeah.
Founders gave us. And we just cannot ever let it come that close again. Hillary had made clear that she supported the position of the UN that we need an international law that makes it a crime to say anything negative about Islam. And, even Loretta Lynch supported a law that made it a crime to deny man-made global warming, but it still doesn't, all the cars and industry we have still doesn't account for the polar ice caps melting on Mars, Rob. I'm still troubled by that. But anyway,
they're so dumb. The polar ice caps melted on Mars, so therefore global warming here is bullshit.
But Mars is not like Earth, right? It's different, so it's everything's different.
Amazingly different.
Did he not see?
It has no atmosphere much to speak of. Hence the reason that...
He must not have seen that movie starring the great Matt Damon in that fucking thing, Mars. Do you remember that? We listened
Martian.
To the Martian.
Yeah.
The movie where, or the book, whatever.
Yeah.
In Mars, to survive, you have to grow potatoes in your own shit. It's a different kind of place.
In that movie, yes.
Yes. God, that's the grossest
thing
ever.
Spoiler alert.
Well, who knows why the fuck Mars's ice caps are melting?
Scientists do.
Not this fuckhead.
The amendment, of course, means nothing to Hillary Clinton. And, of course, you've got due process issues. And you remember that she was on the Watergate committee. It was the extremists saying that because what Nixon did was so bad, he shouldn't even be entitled to a lawyer. And we were going to make her president. And Huma Abedin was going to be the most powerful.
Huma Abedin. What has he got on Huma Abedin other than poor choice of wiener?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, don't they say she's gay and that's Hillary's girlfriend?
Well, I'm waiting for Louis to pull out the Muslim Brotherhood bullshit.
God damn it.
Which is an utter, complete fabrication.
But what if it was true? What if Hillary was dating Huma Abedin? Who fucking cares,
right?
Who gives a fuck?
Huma Abedin was going to be the most powerful advisor that Hillary Clinton had, a woman who was placed as her intern in 1996 at a time when her name was on the masthead for the Journal for Muslim Minority Affairs, started by a man named Nassif. She worked for Nassif. Nassif was given...
So she worked in an organization where some guy probably knew some guy who had a cousin who was a pure terrorist. Therefore, Huma Abedin is obviously walking around with a suicide belt all the time, just waiting for her opportunity.
The worst thing to ever happen to Louis fucking Gohmert was the fucking internet. Because all I'm hearing is a guy who's been on, what website do you find this? WMD?
That's probably WMD. A good one, yeah.
God damn it. And he's saying Huma Abedin could have been the second most powerful woman in the country. Goddamn Steve Bannon is Trump's advisor.
Yeah.
Doesn't that disturb him that there's a white supremacist who has the ear of POTUS?
About that.
Fucked up. He loves that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm really upset about how they're disparaging on black people.
Wait a sec. Do you think Louis Gohmert is a racist? Is that what you're saying? Allegedly.
I would, if I was a betting man.
Credit by Osama bin Laden as helping to radicalize Osama bin Laden. And,
Huma Abedin had connections to a dude who allegedly helped radicalize Osama bin Laden.
Now, let me understand something real quick. I'm so sorry.
You won't be able to.
Osama bin Laden was part of the Mujahideen that fought. I'm going to fuck this up so hard. That fought Russia when they were coming over the mountains of Afghanistan to take over Afghanistan.
And we gave them arms. We gave them arms and training. And
then
advice.
We went away.
Yes.
And then the Mujahideen somehow took over Afghanistan, took back Afghanistan, some sort of tribal feudal bullshit.
Well, the Russians couldn't beat them. Yeah, they couldn't drive them out of the hills.
Can you imagine? Now, I'm not trying to make anyone sympathetic to Osama fucking bin Laden, but I imagine how he became radicalized. He was very poor. He had shit tons of weapons. Huma Abedin had shit to do with him becoming a terrorist?
He was a trust fund baby. He was his.
Oh,
family,
was he really?
Millions. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. He's a rich dude.
Okay. Well, I don't know then.
He was a rich dude who decided to go off and become a revolutionary while the rest of them sat in their ivory towers and stuff like that.
I went to junior college in Georgia, so. And public school in Georgia. We're all stupid.
So he goes on and on and on here.
Huma Abedin didn't fucking radicalize Osama bin Laden, though. Am I at least right on that? Do I at least have that right?
But somebody that she worked in an organization with did, and she was going to be close. She's going to be the chief of staff to the president.
Yeah. Do you think...
So embarrassing.
Do you think Louis Gohmert... you don't have to say or not. I'm just throwing this question out there. Do you think he's
rhetorical question?
Do you think in private, not in front of cameras and stuff, just around his own fucking white friends in Texas? Do you think he's ever said the N-word?
Well, I thought you were gonna say he's different, like he's a Rhodes Scholar or something.
That shit, I don't like that. Thank you.
God.
Oh, that was such a difficult speech. I'm so tired of trying to.
Damn it. You know what's funny?
Cater to the stupid masses of Texas.
So you're telling me Osama bin Laden is like a Kardashian if they were in Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia or something like that.
Exactly.
That's insane, man.
If they could find some kind of a uniform to fit on their enhanced asses.
Right.
Yes.
I don't want to hear any tweets about how I'm stupid and I don't know anything about Osama bin Laden. Okay?
Oh, it'll happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck
off.
This happened a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I think it was last week. And I didn't get a chance to play this clip. This is also Louis Gohmert.
Fuck you.
Who took to the floor of the House during general speeches. Now, these are those that bullshit where usually...
Are you playing a Louis Gohmert clip?
Oh, yeah. Where there's usually...
Well, you got to play the other clip, too, if you're going to play that one.
There's usually nobody in the room listening to these assholes, except for the poor clerks that are sitting there having to keep the Congress running.
Bye.
But these are these speeches they give where they get to YouTube them, put them and take them home to their stupid constituents and say, look at the fiery speech I gived on the on the floor. They were all trembling. And then you turn the camera around. It's
there's more people.
Nobody there. Yeah.
There's more people at one of my stand up shows.
And it's both sides do this. It's such it's such bullshit. So here's Louis Gohmert raising a very, very, very important issue, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
On the floor of the Senate.
Fuck you, boy.
Or the floor of the House, I mean.
Hey.
Representative of the 1st District of Texas, Representative Louis Gohmert.
About 7 years ago, the architect of the Capitol, who works for the House and Senate, had decided that we all work for him and started making demands, one of which was I could not cook ribs and share them with other members of Congress.
He's upset because the Capitol will not allow him to cook ribs in a barbecue on his office balcony because of the fire code.
You fucking redneck!
How dare you!
God
this
damn it!
This is obvious discrimination against white people who loved barbecue.
Listen to this fucking redneck.
This is overreach of government laws. You and your fire codes.
You fucking redneck motherfucker, you.
This is what he's bitching about on the American people's dime.
How embarrassing.
I can't make my famous ribs for everybody, God fucking damn it.
God fucking damn it. I'm from Texas. God, the rest of the world looks at us and they must wonder how we keep the lights on in this fucking country.
Well, that's yet to be seen if that happens.
Had decided that we all work for him and started making demands, one of which was I could not cook ribs and share them with other members of Congress, as I'd been doing for once a quarter. And there were most of the networks had wanted to do stories on my cooking ribs. And
The networks were just lighting up. CNN, NBC, even those faggots over at MSNBC wanted to come over and try my ribs.
Even you queer boys like barbecue. God, this is so fucking stupid. You know what? Here's the problem with me. This would be my problem. If I had any say or I was the arbiter in this decision, I would be like, okay, fine. You tell that fuckface. Make ribs. Go make your ribs. I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't want to hear from you. I would just let him do it. He's such a whiny little fucking bitch.
I'll bet they're really good. Having said that,
yeah,
I'm sure
they're delicious.
I'll bet if there's anything that this pinhead knows how to do with his eyes almost touching, they're so close together.
Oh, yeah.
That he...
Does he have close inset eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. The Hollywood Hick ain't gonna like you, boy. Listen to the Hollywood Hick every day on the 7s and at midnight.
So he's bitching about the architect at the Capitol.
Yeah.
And somehow he decided we work for him.
No, he just doesn't want you to fucking burn.
There are fire laws. There are fire codes.
It's fire, you cunt. I mean, there's nothing.
I used to turn my second bathroom toilet into a hibachi and make ribs, and they won't let me do that.
You know, in a building, in a public building where you have lots of people gathering, it's sort of a goal. I would think a goal to managing the building effectively would be to prevent fires. What about that fire in Oakland, you shithead?
This is the same shit with Trump, right? When he was bitching that that the one of the venues, this is during the campaign, because now he ain't filling stadiums with his suck my dick tour. It's
fucking rednecks.
But he was, remember he called out the fire marshal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, I can't believe this. He was almost saying it was political. Like, I don't know, maybe he's a Hillary supporter, but they won't let people in here saying, oh, it's the fire codes.
And the problem is, when he does that shit, that fire marshal, who is not famous before...
Oh, death threats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you... God damn it. Did you see that article? I don't know why it's flying around Facebook right now. There must be the kid that questioned Trump, was it at a rally? Something about... abortion or something, and she questioned Trump, and then Trump later tweeted at her, and then she got all these death threats and shit.
Union leader.
I don't remember the fucking details. It's on our goddamn Facebook. Check it out.
Facebook.com/Kramden.
I mean, that's a problem, man. His words matter, and he emboldens lunatics, and Louie Gohmert can't cook barbecue
outrage.
Fucking office. They're shooting
brown people in the streets. We're polluting the air, the water, the ground. The ground is shaking in Oklahoma from, as I said yesterday, being hate fucked by the fracking companies.
You live in Flint, Michigan, and you got to listen to this fucking asshole complain that I can't make my ribs. Fuck you. I mean, really.
This is an outrage.
Burn in hell, Louie. This is off the fucking...
Once a quarter.
Fuck you.
And there were... Most of the networks had wanted to do stories on my cooking ribs. And no, we're not going to do a TV thing on this. This is just between the members.
Fuck you.
Well, I am grateful that Steve Scalise got involved and he got Paul Ryan to help.
Listen to this. The Speaker of the House, he got a majority leader and the Speaker of the fucking House to take their time.
Yes.
To address the paramount issue of this fuck and his barbecued ribs.
I don't even know what to tell you. This is insane. And by the way, do you think Paul Ryan and Steve Scalise...
I bet they love those ribs.
I bet they didn't love their names being mentioned in this fucking speech.
Oh, probably not.
I guarantee you. Like, yeah. I don't want anybody to know that I'm advocating for you to barbecue on the goddamn balcony, Louie.
You know what it probably is? It's like Steve Scalise is like, holy shit, Gohmert called me for the 47th time bitching about his barbecue. Can we have a special congressional session? Let's call them back like McCrory did in North Carolina to keep the bathrooms from being trannified.
Oh, yeah.
And let's make sure that we call a special session of Congress to give him, Louie Gohmert, special dispensation, even though he's fighting off the press and he's like, no, you're not going to cover my secret rib fest. This is only for my friends.
Think about the goddamn headlines this week.
What are we listening to?
Think about the headlines. The fucking pipeline.
Yeah.
The goddamn Flint water crisis. Trump's about to be in office. The Taiwan call. All this other bullshit. I mean, does he... I don't know, Louie. Here's a suggestion.
Well, this was last week.
There's been a development in Ribgate?
No. This was so all those things hadn't happened last week. So, but it's not like last week was a slow news week.
I mean, fuck me, man. You know what this is? I guarantee you. I think what happens is some Republican has some bullshit going on. They're like, God damn it, guys. We need a distraction. Somebody go rile Louie up about his fucking ribs again. He'll have some headlines and nobody will notice his evil ass legislation we're pushing through. Or probably not.
And he got Paul Ryan to help. And Speaker was able to persuade the bureaucracies here on Capitol Hill that we can make this work and have it safe if, you know, we work with each other and with able to get people to work together so that my colleagues, they tell me, many of them, they're the best meat they've ever tasted. Some say the best ribs they've ever tasted. And I have enough of my late mother in me that I enjoy cooking and
what a creep.
Enjoy people enjoying what I cook. It's probably the only time here on Capitol Hill when I actually leave a good taste in people's mouths instead of a bitter taste.
Oh, that's his punchline. That's okay. He was working up to that one.
That is a long ass way to go.
There you go,
long
Louis.
Long way to go.
Louis Gohmert defending the rights to fucking put a barbecue on my balcony.
I got some of my late mother in me. I want to entertain. What do we give a fuck if his colleagues that are supposed to be working for us get to eat his ribs? What does it fucking matter? I mean, I know I'm stating the obvious, but it's just, how many, what else is going on in his district?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, guys in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Still possibly the most classic Louis Gohmert.
You know what I, you know,
I wish Don't Cast Aspersions on My Asparagus was a better audio clip, because it's hard because a couple people are talking over him when he says it. So it's really hard to kind of discern. You got to watch the video to see the Don't Cast Aspersions on My Asparagus quote. But that one about the gay massages is a true fucking classic.
Don't you want to get Eric Holder high and just sit there and talk to him about Louis? How do you feel about Gohmert? I bet. Oh, that
fucking asshole.
He hates him. I can't make ribs. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, you want to know about the N-word.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking Louis Gohmert moments after that congressional hearing was in his office after he got schooled, especially the next time when Eric Holder said, how's your asparagus? Remember that?
Oh, yes.
How's your asparagus?
So let me understand. I don't mean to make Ribgate a thing, but so Louis has a balcony
in his apparently
off
in the
his
Capitol.
Office.
Yeah, sure.
Damn, I mean, so he's got a tiny little shitty balcony that can't even put a grill out there. Now I'm actually on Louis' side. I mean, why not? Why can't he make a grill? Can you imagine? You're rolling up on the fucking on Congress. You got a big meeting with somebody. You're the head of some fucking country. There's a lunatic outside of his office, grilling with a big chef hat on, drinking a beer. He's got a fucking apron tied around his big fat fucking waist.
Right.
I'm smoking sausage. Fuck you.
No pun intended.
Oh, yes. You know, maybe there's some traveling dignitaries that might, you know, have a problem with you smoking sausage. You know, maybe it's an insult to their fucking culture. I don't know.
They want my ribs. They say they're the best ribs ever. I love when people taste my meat.
Oh, yes. He makes it sound like a fucking tragedy. Like these people are going to be robbed of the right to taste his fucking sausage. Jeez.
Well, it's very important.
fight the power, baby.
Did you hear, you know, Corey Lewandowski?
This douchebag.
Really? Profound douchebag who hasn't been named to anything yet in the Trump official team, even though he quit his gig over at CNN.
Remind me, is this the douche that grabbed the reporter by the arm?
Yeah, yes.
What kind of fucking asshole? He was fired after that, right? I thought he went away and we weren't going to hear from him again.
No, he went away later. I think kind of at, wasn't they, didn't they say it was kind of like Reince Priebus wanted him to go or something like that, or I don't remember who. It's fucking Game of Thrones. It really is, the whole thing. And but he ended up over at CNN, but then we found out he was still being paid by Trump.
Okay.
And now he was on a is this the CNN? No, this is a different news show.
A news network.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I apologize for the fact that we're going to play a Sean Hannity clip.
Oh, my God. This guy is a douchebag. I cannot stand him.
Here is Lewandowski on Hannity talking about the president-elect and now the new freedoms we're going to have.
Fuck you.
It's like a side of ham, this Hannity.
Donald Trump has been the president-elect of this country for just over 4 weeks. He saved 1,000 jobs in the state of Indiana, which means 1,000, not only those direct 1,000 jobs, but 1,100, but all the extra jobs that go along with that, which means a great Christmas, which you can say again, Merry Christmas, because Donald...
Merry fucking Christmas.
There you go. You're, now that the orange Schittler has won the election, you could say Merry Christmas again, because apparently we've summarily executing any Christian that walks up to you and says
Happy
Merry
holidays.
Christmas in Merry Christmas here in the United States of America. Oh, yeah. Now you can say it with impunity.
Yay.
Jobs, but 1,100, but all the extra jobs that go along with that, which means a great Christmas, which you can say again, Merry Christmas, because Donald Trump is now the president. You can say it again. It's okay to say. It's not a pejorative word anymore. Yeah. The other thing is $50 billion and 50,000 jobs in the first 4 weeks. We continue down this path. We're going to have to have an increase in immigration to fill up all these jobs, and we're going to have too many in our own country.
What? Creepy, right?
I mean, planet
you talk
they
about
from,
goose-stepping
man.
Lies and fucking a jar-faced Hannity was doing the same fucking shit, lying. It's not Lewandowski said 1,000 jobs. Meanwhile, we're finding out it's 700 ish.
Yeah,
and that Trump actually saved. And Lewandowski says it's 1,000 jobs. It's 1,000 jobs. And then did you hear Hannity? No, it's 1,100.
Oh,
it's 1,100. They're both lying.
It can be whatever they say.
That's why I didn't get to the buzzer fast enough. But that's bullshit. It's a lie. It's not 1,100
right.
jobs. It's that's what the union boss.
Oh yeah.
The local leader, the guy who's
Chuck Jones.
Yeah, who apparently the POTUS is finding necessary to retweet and tweet at this guy.
You know, when you hear Chuck Jones talk. Don't you wish? I'm like, what about him for president? What about somebody like that? He seems nice and reasonable.
Common sense, regular, good guy, hardworking.
Seem like a loon.
No,
he's
guy.
Not a lunatic. That exec produces a fucking reality television show.
Yeah.
I mean, while he's president. Geez.
So there you go. Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. It's okay. You can say Merry Christmas again.
The war on Christmas has been won.
I'm sure they'll find a way. And in fact, they are, because it's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen, when all these nativity scenes go up and
Jesus
in all the Bible banging areas, they're making sure that only the Jesus can be represented.
Fuck you, boy.
Constant fights from secularists and Satanists and
oh, yes.
atheists and secular humanists and anything else. Hindus, anybody that wants to put up a fucking display, they got a battle to try to get equal treatment in some of these places.
We're all getting fucked.
And one such area is in Michigan. Michigan! Michi-fucking-gan! in the Michigan State Capitol building.
Yes.
Capital of Michigan.
Lansing.
Lansing. They've had a nativity, one of those ridiculous nativity scenes on their property for years, like a lot of places did. But now that there is, you know, people who are less Christian-y and not Christian-y and un-Christian
yes.
and Muslim and Hindu
well,
and Satanist and et cetera.
Inclusiveness.
Right. A lot of sane people have been saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't have these blatantly religious displays. And then they say, fuck you, Christianity, Jesus. Jesus wrote the Constitution himself, you homo.
He wrote it himself. The whole fucking thing.
Then we say, well, okay, how about equal time?
Right.
Equal space or whatever.
Eat my dick.
Therefore, you end up with, we've got some cool Festivus
right.
polls that are popping up. We got some atheist displays that are popping up in other areas.
I got your poll.
Frequently, the loving, warm Christians find a way to vandalize
oh,
the
absolutely.
Non-Christian displays in typical warm and fuzzy fashion.
But God forbid you fuck with the wise men. You put like a ball gag in their mouth.
Right.
They lose their fucking mind.
So the Satanic Temple of Detroit.
Yes.
Of which we are members of the Satanic Temple.
That's right, man.
Kelly the Voice, who gifted us for Christmas, which I just fucking love the fact that people are giving out memberships in the Satanic Temple
Danke.
For Christmas.
It's a great gift.
It's a great gift. The Satanic Temple is a secular organization that is basically turning these Christo fucks misuse of religious freedoms.
They're setting everything straight.
Back in their fucking faces, yeah, by saying, man. Hey, you're doing your religiosity bullshit. You have to allow ours.
With our membership, do we get a pitchfork?
One of their, I don't know. One of their, the things that they do in Missouri, Missouri passed one of these bullshit 3-day waiting periods for an abortion.
Boy.
And, the Satanic Temple sued,
right,
saying, I don't have to wait. My body is one of the tenets of the Satanic Temple, quote, religion, unquote, is that the body is inviolate. You have 100% decisions over what happens to you and comes from your body.
Yes. What a crazy tenet.
So the Satanist went to get an abortion and they said, you got to wait 3 days. And she said, I'm fucking suing.
Yeah, right.
And then the sneaky bastards in Missouri threw it out because by the time it got to them, the 3 days had passed and she had gotten rid of it. but she could no longer claim. They said she could no longer claim standing, that she was no longer being,
because she was no longer pregnant.
Right. Which is ridiculous. So that is crazy. You're going to try to ram it through in that 3-day period? They're just evil.
Stupid.
Well, now. The next one they're challenging is this Texas bullshit.
Yes.
Where you have to bury the clot that falls out after your 3-month medically induced abortion.
God, these people are fucking assholes. They're just fucking hateful little assholes.
So the Satanic Temple, I guess they're just waiting for one of their members to need an abortion.
Sure.
And to challenge that, they're like, we're just, or anybody that is against it. It doesn't have to be a member of the Satanic Temple. I guess you do have to be, because they're going to claim that, again, it's something coming from their body. They decide what happens to it.
Right. How great. Wow. How insane.
And how can you pass that? You know, that's an expense. You know who they're going to end up charging?
Oh my God!
They're not gonna, the person. You're gonna have to pay for like a fucking burial.
I can't imagine how much that is
of your abortion. It's
thousands of fucking dollars.
And they say, "Well, what do they do? They just throw it out." Well, no, they treat it like
bio waste. I don't know what they do with it.
So for the past couple of years, the Satanic Temple of Detroit has actually managed to get a snake-tivity scene.
My God.
That they call.
Oh, I'm against this. Is it real snakes?
No, it's a
snake.
It's a fake snake.
Okay, I'm for it then. I fucking hate snakes, man.
It's a the symbol of the Satanic Temple on a double cross with it says, the greatest gift is knowledge, written across the cross.
Oh, how
and
evil.
The whole thing is entwined by a big creepy-looking snake.
I love it.
Stuffed, you know, or fake snake. And it looks like there's a book with a bow on it or something attached to it. Like
weird.
I don't know what the book might be.
Okay.
But nonetheless, it's the snake-tivity scene that they've had.
That's fucking hilarious.
And the Satanists have announced that, well, again, we're going to be putting up our snake-tivity scene in Detroit. And the Catholic League, we've talked about this guy. We've played clips of this scumbag, Bill Donahue.
Oh my God.
Catholic League's, explainer.
I remember
in
him.
Chief of why it's okay for them to shift priests around to diddle kids.
Imagine that's your talent as a coordinator. You can move these guys around effectively. You're in charge of hiding child molesters.
And he's put out a statement. American atheists and Satanists say they're opposed to all religions, but they lie. It's Christianity they really hate.
Yeah, we hate that and kids getting molested.
The proof is evident every year at Christmas. See, this is that bullshit where they'll say, why don't you say nothing about Muslims? Why don't you say nothing about the Muslim Sharia law? They're trying. Well, when a Muslim tries to make me follow Sharia. Yes. Like, you're trying to make me follow your fucking Christian Sharia.
You're shoving Jesus up my ass.
Then we will talk about, we'll make fun of Muslims and shit on Muslims.
I don't, there's no Muslim laws being shoved up my asshole.
Right.
Right now.
He says the Satanic Temple of Detroit is perhaps the most active branch of the Satanists. And once again, this year it's erecting its snake-tivity on the Capitol Law in Capitol Lawn in Lansing.
Oh, so, listen, I'm for it. It's interesting. I'm sure it's interesting to look at.
The display, it's going to be placed in a spot near the traditional nativity scene. All the Christians might be able to see it.
Don't look at it.
What if it hurts their feelings?
Oh, yeah. What if me seeing Jesus hurts my fucking feelings?
Right.
I'm told
I'm going to roast in the eternal fires because your God's a dick.
And it's on public land, and you're going to tell me, well, don't go there.
The display features a cross, a red snake, and a sign that reads, "The greatest gift is knowledge." Donahue says, "Notice the display only misappropriates Christian religious symbols, leaving other religious symbols like the menorah or the crescent or the star unscathed." In other words, why aren't they going after the Jews?
Well, why do you think it is, Donahue? Why do you think?
Right. If there was only a menorah in front and the local ruling Jewry said, "You will not put anything but a menorah on this public land,"
now
we'd be suing the fuck out of them too,
and there'd be a snake on the menorah,
or then there'd be a star.
Honestly the bad actors in all of these situations are always the Jesus loons. That's the way it is in America,
right?
And that's why you get fucked with.
So kudos to Jex Blackmore, the head of the Satanic Temples Detroit chapter,
and we're a part of that.
I love
right
how they pick like really creepy names too to fuck with these people's heads. She says, the Catholic League statement substantiates the need for expressions of diversity in the public square. Right. This asshole's whining and squealing and crying is exactly the reason we have to have the snake-tivity scene or the Festivus cult or the you can be good without God posters and shit like that.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Our choice would be to have none of it. We would rather not have a snake-tivity scene there. We'd be happy with not having to do it.
Just like at the beginning of a public meeting, we don't need the Satanists to offer a prayer up at the beginning.
Right.
It's just because you Jesus people are shoving it up our ass.
So she says, when the symbols of plurality are viewed as an attack on the majority, there's a grave distortion of the American liberties we claim to celebrate. We must work hard to protect them.
Bam. Good point.
And that, ladies and gentlemen,
is that Faithless Friday?
That's it for Faithless Friday. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, every goddamn weekday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a nice review if you please. And crabdiving.com. Don't forget to buy shit through our Amazon portal. It helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media to defer our costs. We don't hit you with any advertisements.
Hello.
And that's at crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
Ryan's got some shows coming up this weekend. Find out where and when. Go to ratedrcomedy.com, his website, for the schedule. Go to his Instagram. Go to his Twitter, which is at ratedrcomedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And have a great effing weekend, everybody.
Hail Satan.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.